It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So everybody's back. And,
not for long.
Why?
Well, ang feeling ko lang mayroong masususpend sa atin.
I don't know. We'll
find out.
I
always have that sinking feeling.
Let's see. Okay, so
Parang it's like, let's see.
We'll find out.
Let's see how the show unfolds.
Parang it's like a grand
today.
Prize. The grand prize for today.
Right.
But good morning, guys.
Good morning. And here we go. Let's just announce the top 10 for today.
Okay.
Okay, so this was sent in by I Am Mrs. Bond. Thank you very much. We are looking for the top 10 tweet ng pangit. Okay.
Oh, what would they? Knox, they?
Talaga.
No, ka na, talagang you set yourself apart agad, right? Eh, no? I didn't even think of that yet.
What would they tweet?
What would they tweet?
We wonder what would they tweet. For instance, the example that she gave was, bakit ba tuwing pumupunta akong parlor, nire-refer nila ako sa ospital? Minsan naman sa simbahan.
O sa morgue.
A miracle. You need or a miracle. Plastic surgery.
Either plastic surgery or a miracle. That, yeah. Those are your only hopes. Not really here. We can't give you anything here.
Pero baka ano eh, baka mahirapan ang mga tao makarelate. No.
So they're beautiful.
Baka mahirapan.
Or they're in denial.
Or in denial.
Ay, nako.
What
so
would
there.
The pangit tweet.
Yes. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag tweet ng pangit.
All right. Let's see. We're going to take this break. When we come back, we'll check out the request. Don't forget to use hashtag RX request and also RX greets.
Yes.
All right. 6:20 on a clock.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The news on this Tuesday morning. My name is Del. All right. Guess you guys will be happy about this. Is Christian Bale set to get all growly again? Yep. Latina Review's well-sourced El Mayimbe is reporting that Bale will return to his role as a Cape Crusader for Warner Brothers' answer to the Avengers franchise, which is the Justice League. According to the report, Bale will team up with Henry Cavill, Zack Snyder's new Superman, for a film that could be helmed by Snyder himself and produced by Bale's Batman director, Christopher Nolan.
Wow.
Whoa. Of course, the Justice League rumor mill have been going strong, with word at one point that Joseph Gordon-Levitt would take up the Batman mantle. It also is important to consider Nolan and Bale's previous comments about returning to the Batman franchise. Nolan has been pretty set on not making a fourth Batman movie, while Bale has made some remarks that he would seem to imply he'd be okay returning to the character under the right circumstances. So, how would this work? Remember the ending of The Dark Knight, which saw Bale's Bruce Wayne alive, content, and leaving Batman behind?
Yeah.
Well, El Mayimbe has a theory. Quote, think of the following hot trailer shot. Bruce Wayne, bearded, retired, salmon fishing in the Yemen somewhere. Out of nowhere, Superman flies down and tells Bruce Wayne, yo, I'm putting a team together. Are you kidding me? Fanboys would squeal like 13-year-old girls at a Justin Bieber concert. Unquote. For what it's worth, Michael Caine is in.
Wow, but that's just a theory, okay?
Theory.
That's like that's just like,
but it's such
one,
an exciting theory.
One possible scenario as to how they would.
It's just funny because when Christopher Nolan bailed out, yeah, and Christian Bale, it seemed like
because only Nolan really said, "I'm not doing Batman anymore."
Yeah, not a fourth installment.
No fourth installment. But Christian Bale was more open. He was like, "It depends on, you know." how they plan to do it. He's still game for it.
And in Hollywood, it really depends on who you get on board.
Yes.
And then it starts this thing rolling where if you get one good person, then another good person.
Right, right.
And then, so now, what seemed to be like a scary venture
yeah, yeah.
is now alive and everyone's just talking about it.
And hello, when El Mayimbe says so. It's probably true.
And we're like, what? What's El Mayimbe?
It's El Mayimbe.
It's El Mayimbe.
Okay.
So, no, but seriously, imagine though if they actually... But they have a lot of like... they have a lot of characters that they need to fill up for like the Justice
That's
League.
True. That's right.
Okay,
that makes it exciting.
Let's just say they actually get Ryan Reynolds for Green Lantern. So that's Green Lantern for Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Christian Bale
as Batman.
For Batman.
Henry Cavill
as Superman. They still have to cast Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Perez Hilton.
What? Yes, because Perez Hilton is the first person that comes to mind when you think Wonder Woman.
Yeah, why not?
And the bird guy? Hawkman.
Si Hawkman.
No, kasi diba may cartoon na Birdman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also Vision. Which is probably like... Vision.
Avengers.
What's his... the green guy? The Martian? Martian Hunter?
Yeah, the Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter, which is he'll probably be CGI. And then there is... who else is... The Flash!
Oh my gosh!
But you know what?
And then Green Arrow.
That's the difference between the Avengers and Justice League.
The Avengers
had led up to it.
Exactly. Yeah. They already had movies.
They should get the Arrow guy as Green Arrow.
Yeah!
Stephen Amell?
Why not, no?
But
the thing is,
get somebody from TV.
The only except for the Hulk.
Yeah,
because another guy played the Hulk before the Avengers.
There were two Hulks.
There were two Hulks. So yeah, that's okay.
So
okay.
It really did kind of lead up to it, and well, yeah. Except
oh
for the
my
Hulk
gosh, and I'm rooting for it because I always love superhero movies. So.
I know, right?
And I hope it works.
Just how amazing! Because with Avengers, it was a very lighthearted sort of like. Yay! Glory to everybody. Yeah. But then again, if Christopher Nolan is producing it and Zack Snyder, it's gonna be dark.
I want
para
contrast. Because I wouldn't go for the same Avengers shtick.
Exactly.
Do something completely different. Make it talagang gloomy.
I'm not a big comic book fan at all, but I love the Batman series because of what it offers.
Yeah.
It's so different.
It's so different from
the usual superhero
movie. Sana lang walang Wonder Twins.
Yeah, medyo weird kasi the heroes of DC.
Who's gonna play the Wonder Twins?
I don't know. Sana wala. Because that's the TV version of
Plus,
Justice League.
It makes it just a little bit more, I don't know.
Wonder Twin power!
Right. Activate!
Form of an icicle! It doesn't work.
That's the news here on the Morning Rush. You got D and G together on this Tuesday morning, all for you on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, let's just jump right into it. The top 10 tweet ng pangit. Thank you to
thank you to the pangit.
No, to Mrs. Bond for suggesting.
Thank
this.
You to grabe naman.
Thank you to the pangit for participating.
Diba? Okay, so here we go. Haha, Hans. Bakit ba? Pag pumunta ako sa grocery, lagi akong binibigyan ng free sample, hindi nung food, yung mga pampaganda. Subukan niyo to.
Subukan mo to. Kailangan
washes.
Mong pumayat, kailangan mo umano.
Tapos yung binibigay sa'yo, doble. Kunyari facial wash. Yung sa iba, isang sachet, sa'yo, tatlo, lima. Parang kailangan
mo. Or those slimming teeth.
Yeah.
Diba?
And, at saka,
parang when I'm in a mall,
what?
Like, those gym membership people. They're always coming at me and they're always like, sir, pa-member na kayo. Parang, what are you trying to say?
Si Kowengter says, di ba sa plastic surgery, yun dinodrawingan mo na yung face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surgery, yeah.
Kung alin yung tatanggalin.
Yeah.
Eh, yun, nung pumasok ako, kulay itim yung buong mukha ko.
Lahat pinalitan.
Lahat tatanggalin.
Kawawa naman.
Also, Ilad Villanueva says, ibagsak. Beauty pageants.
Kasi hindi matake.
Parang nasasaktan siya. Pag nanonood siya, bakit sila? Tonyo Marcopio says, at least ako masaya, walang tiis-tiis.
Kasi walang ganda, so walang tiis.
So wala rin tiis, di ba? Oh, at least. Age Sen says...
Galing, no? Wala siyang tinitiis.
Wala, wala. Kasi yung mga...
What?
Yung pagtitiis, ano yan eh.
Mahirap yung pagtitiis eh. Mm-mm. It's hard.
Not really.
Saka, kaya nga nagtitiis ka,
saka,
diba?
Minsan yung parang pag kunyan, hindi naman siya gumaganda. Sabi mo, huwag ka nangang titiis-tiis dyan.
Oh, tapos parang minsan sa stand firm ka pa na.
I see things haven't changed on the show.
Stand firm through your beliefs, yung mga ganun.
Diba? Yung parang sabi mo, titiis-tiis. Wala namang nangyayari. Pangit ka pa rin. Also, agent says, guys, nagka-holdapan kanina. Thank God, dinaan-daanan lang nila ako.
Yung iba hinold up. Parang, I wonder in a situation like that, do you feel lucky? Or parang,
well,
you feel sort of...
Yes and no.
I mean, lucky, pero parang...
Lucky
yes,
pero
no.
Oh.
Yeah, this yes is classic no. Yun. Parang, oh,
kasi parang, you're happy that you didn't get held up, but at the same time, you're parang, why did they ignore me?
Avria Chocolat says, Nay, bakit yung mga manliligaw ng mga friends ko, flowers and chocolates ang binibigay? Yung mga manliligaw ko, binibigay sa akin, saging.
Ungoy.
Ay, ito, sigurado mo.
Paano kung keso? Mukha kang daga.
Kasi talagang...
Tapos nagtatangan. Bakit kaya tawa ng tawa itong mga to? Kasi...
Hindi, tsaka yung H-O-O. H-A-H-A. Ano yung
sa kanan mo nang parang nababaliw na tawa-iyak. Kasi
Pala nililigawan ka na.
Diba? Tapos parang, may surprise ako sa'yo. Marami akong kuto ngayon.
Labo.
Kasi diba yun? Ay, naku. And then also, Camilo says, yung parang napuno ka na, tapos iti-tweet mo, personality, lagi na lang personality. Yung parang, lagi na lang maganda personality ko,
nakakasawa na.
Wala bang you're pretty for a change?
So, kaya ganun eh, you're pretty.
But imagine naman, for the people who are pretty and they never hear... Nice. But hey, you're such a smart girl.
Better, let's face it, they that have happens. A better deal. If that's their only problem, they're already pretty. I think most people are okay with that.
Yeah. I don't know. Ako kasi nahihirapan ako.
Eh. No.
Fell right into that one.
Whatever.
And nahihirapan then, ako na never ako sinasabihan na ano parang. You're so smart. You're so ano.
Okay lang yan.
Actually, nasasabihan din naman ako.
Okay lang yan, pangit.
Adonis Mabangis says. Siguro feeling ng tao, princess ako. Kasi ito yung sasakay ako ng jeep, ako lang mag-isa ang nandun sa loob.
Walang tumatabi.
Wala nang may gusto sumakay.
Saka namin lang sila sa'yo. That's it.
Parang, uy, may halimaw na sumakay.
Kawawa naman.
Pero siya, feeling niya. Kasi parang siyang princess.
Oh,
na that, parang, well, we're not worthy.
O kaya may tatabi sa'yo, kulang na lang, banga.
It's all about a matter of perspective.
Mo, miss dun yung banga. Dun ka sumakay. The Pabili Guy says, mirrors, I just hate them.
That's true.
And also, Mad Matt Mark says, eh wala kayo, talo pa rin kayo sa kalandian ko.
Actually, that's true.
That's true, ha?
Tsaka yun na lang ang panglaban niya, di ba? If you don't have the looks.
No, there's this girl that we met before. Talagang hindi siya pretty at all. Pero I swear, all the guys are lined up. Pero not because she's malandi. Pero yung... Yung
her personality
she has this something.
Yeah.
Talagang, as in like, really hot guys, nakapila na liniligawan siya. Right. And it's really like, wow. And I write that.
Are you talking about me?
Sorry na, campus crush.
Are you talking about me?
I distinctly remember the other girls really like, what is up? Yeah. Why are they talagang literally falling over? Nag-aaway yung mga guys. And she's not pretty at all.
Actually, si Chico was talking about himself.
Yun
eh. I wasn't pretty at all, but all the guys were just going for me.
Pero grabe talaga.
Kasi binibigan ko sila ng load.
Ang benta niya.
Baka
ano pa siya,
something else.
Shabby pa siya. Mm. So talagang like, baka her person- like, so ano.
So ano nga, baka she puts out.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Pero,
No.
Pero I get it. Yung meron siyang this confidence.
Yes.
Na parang,
yes.
Like, basta, she beams when you see
like
her.
Yeah.
She's not pretty, but she's beaming.
Like in Pitch Perfect, Fat Amy. Fat Amy had such like hot guys
something
back in Australia,
like
remember?
Yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
Right.
But you know what? Growing up, my dad was always telling me that nga, na parang, yung mga ano, kasi parang whenever we'd see like, couples na yung lalaki ko na sobrang pangit tapos ang ganda ng girl, we'd all be like, bakit ganun? Bakit
parang gold digger ka.
Tapos, oh, tapos my dad would be like, kasi sila yung malakas yung loob. Because they've got nothing to lose. Like parang, they can't afford to just wait around and wait for like girls
and
to come up.
And sometimes, because sila yung rich and powerful. Let's face it.
Hindi, minsan hindi rin eh.
Hindi rin. Mm.
Pero I agree. Some,
well,
you know,
marami
when you don't have the looks, you're forced to be good at something else. And then you achieve, and then you get rich, and then it adds to your confidence, and it attracts some beautiful people.
Yeah. Kaya pala never tayo mayaman.
No. Guys. Ang daming justification. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 tweet ng pangit comes from Ilad Villanueva.
He says,
beauty is relative. Ganda lang ako sa nanay ko.
Sa mga kailangan relative.
Only the relatives think you're beautiful. All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10 tweet ng pangit, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag tweet ng pangit.
Monster Radio RX93.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for the topic, the top 10 tweet ng pang.
Every time you say it, I just feel like may nasasaktan habang nakikinig.
Aram C says, ah basta, ang alam ko, mahal ako ni Lord. You can always go back to that, diba? I mean,
or your mother.
Or your mother. Hindi, at least si Lord talagang...
For all.
Kasi merong nanay na napapangitan sa sarili nilang anak. Not all mothers are supportive.
I know. Do you think they would ever tell their kid?
Some moms. Kasi some moms naman would be like, I don't wanna make her go through life thinking she's the prettiest princess
when
in the world.
When she's not.
She's not, diba? Yeah. So... It all depends on.
Why are you guys talking about my life story?
Because some moms are brutal. Some moms.
My mom never told me I was the prettiest princess ever.
Natatawa talaga ako.
What
should I even? Hindi, sige na nga. Basta I heard some quote unquote moms talking about another mom, okay. And they were like, "Alam mo that you know, that's so mean of her to convince her daughter that she's pretty." Because you know, eventually she will grow up and she'll be old enough to know that she's not pretty, and her world will come crashing down.
And she'll have this complex, the pretty girl complex, yeah. Which is not exactly something.
I had a friend like that.
Kala niyang pretty.
Yeah.
Kala ko sasabihin mo I had a face like that.
No, a friend like that. She really see when you see her, she acts as if she's so pretty.
Yeah.
But then you look and you go.
Hindi.
No.
But then again, maybe to the parents then, because it's like, that's your own child. Yeah. Like, to you, she is the most beautiful child ever.
Because for me, parenting is about equipping your child to survive the world when you're gone.
Managing expectations.
Yeah, so if you make them believe something that's not real.
Or at least wag OA.
Oh, well,
diba?
Yeah.
Diba? Yung wag yung
siguro
OA
somewhere
na parang,
in the middle.
You're the prettiest girl in the world. Walang mga ganun, diba? Uh-huh. Kasi parang, that...
Because kahit naman sobrang pretty mo, chances are you're really not the prettiest
That's
girl in the world.
Pero at least yun okay lang. Yeah, at least you're pretty. Hmm. Iba kasi talaga, naniniwa lang they're the prettiest in the world. Hindi talaga pretty.
Do you think you're pretty?
Girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
Tanggalin mo na lang yung prettiest girl.
Girl in the world lang siya.
I think I'm the girl in the world. Bryn Dune says, at least ako nakakaranas ng true love.
Oh.
Kasi pag minahal ka,
mahal
true
ka talaga.
Love.
Oh.
True love yun. Cristiano Ronaldo says, ako ang lost brother ni Bruce Lee. My name is Ugg.
Ugly.
Literal na ugly.
Ugg.
That guy Mark X says, pangit man sa iyong paningin, konting alak lang ay gaganda rin.
Beer goggles.
Beer goggles. Kittredge says, ba't ganun? Pumasok ako, magpapa-facial. Ni-refer ako sa MMDA. Spalto.
Spalto na.
Sobra.
Ang sama.
Or you wanna, diba, Yung
hindi naman MMDA yun, di ba? Ano yun?
What's DPWH. That?
DPWH. DPWH. There.
Yung tigidig yung mukha.
Tigidig. Avria Chocolate.
Pero bakit ka pa magaganon? Eh, meron namang fractional needling.
No!
No!
Oo nga naman. Avria Chocolate.
Meron din kami niya.
Ito yung last week wala tayong konta sa ganito. Yeah, kahit ano sabihin natin, tahimik lang.
Avria Chocolate says, bumili ako ng Eskinol sa drugstore. Ang binigay nila sa akin, muriatic acid. Ang sama naman. But Mark says, ganon. Kunyari, inaasar ka ng maganda.
Right.
Ganon. Yung ganda mo, maglalaho din with time. Pero yung kapangitan ko, forever to.
At least I have longevity.
Diba? Yung sa'yo, maglalaho yan.
Consistency.
Yung sa akin, forever to. Brindun says, I am beautiful from my neck to my toe.
Hipon.
Hipon.
Sana, kasi some people, it's total.
Oh yeah, pwede yun, ha?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, they don't mind.
Yeah.
Basta maganda yung, basta hot body.
Mm-hmm.
Camilo right. says, kapag inuna ang Q&A sa beauty pageant, finalist ako.
Pag Q&A.
Hulihin na yung mga.
Hulihin na yung ano.
Ay, beauty.
Beauty yan. Mamaya na yun. Jay Ryan says, I'm not ugly. You're just not drunk enough. Meron ganun. Midnight Cree says, guys, tago nyo ko. Nandiyan na sila Hansel and Gretel.
Witch Hunter.
Hinahabol siya. John Charmed says, bakit pag nasa department store ako, wagas makasunod ang mga guard? Shoplifter ang peg.
Ang sama. Pero kasi sometimes that's how they, diba?
No, pero to look like a shoplifter. Kasi
yeah.
parang, like you haven't actually done anything suspicious.
But you're
you
already...
You just look like right. a shoplifter. Whatever yeah. that means. Chenong says, guys, sino ang may bagong version ng Photoshop? I need ASAP. DM me, please. Kasi magpo-post
na ng profile pic. Profile pic.
Kaya ang daming filters.
Diba? Yeah. Run MD Run says, well, he reported, my crush reported my tweet as spam. Dati binablock niya ako. Does this mean he's starting to like me? Diba? At least spam na lang.
Right. It's not as bad as, you know, being completely rejected.
Mad Matt Mark says, ang aking arma sa buhay, load at alak.
Hey, but rubber sometimes shoes, that's a really shoes. Effective tool.
Tuition!
Oh. Aram C says, pare-pareho lang naman tayong ginawa ng nilalang ng Diyos. Medyo na minadali lang nga yung pagkakagawa.
He didn't have enough time.
Hindi pulido.
Tsaka diba, God must have spent a little bit more time
exactly.
on you.
Exactly.
Mm. So, nagahol siya sa iba.
Oh, gahol sa iba. Nagbabad sa iba. And the top tweet ng pangit comes from that guy Mark X.
He says,
imagine mo yung pangit. Gigising today. This morning. This specific morning.
Okay.
Tapos magti-tweet siya. Guys, bakit ang dami nagre-retweet ng ng mga tweets ko today? Tapos naka-hashtag The Morning Rush.
Oh! Oh! Oh my God!
Oh, no. They're just going to your profile looking for your tweets, retweeting it, and then hashtag The Morning Rush.
Because that's what somebody who's pangit to tweet.
Uh-oh. Oh. Tapos, they, of course, hindi na nila hin-hashtag yung tweet ng pangit.
Oh, delikado eh.
Delikado.
Oh.
Why are they retweeting me?
They keep retweeting.
I'm so
hashtag
famous.
The Morning Rush.
I'm so well loved.
Pag nalaman niya.
Kung bakit.
Hashtag tweet
ng pangit batay.
Hassle yun. Alright, so the top 10 tweet ng pangit. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag tweet ng pangit.
Get ready. React, greet, be heard. Facebook.com/RX931.
Here it is. RX931. Check it out. America's Got Talent is adding some much needed sexiness to its judging panel. Supermodel Heidi Klum has been named the fourth judge of the upcoming season, joining veterans Howie Mandel and Howard Stern, as well as another newcomer, British singer Mel B. Klum commented, quote, I'm really excited to join the panel of AGT to see it all from the ridiculous to the fantastic. I love the surprise element of the show and not knowing what we'll see next and who will wow us, unquote. Klum is currently the host and executive producer of Project Runway on Lifetime. She has famously modeled for Victoria's Secret and appeared in all of the top fashion magazines, including Vogue, Elle, Marie Claire, Harper's Bazaar, and InStyle. She recently made headlines for wearing a very provocative dress. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
At Elton John's Academy Awards viewing party. Ooh, it was like a really low neckline.
Yeah, huh?
The 39-year-old is a mother of four and has been involved in several business ventures, including maternity and jewelry lines and charity projects.
You know what I like about Heidi Klum? On Project Runway, she's always like, everybody thinks she's the nice girl, but she's actually harsh.
But you don't ever see her as mean.
Maybe she delivers it in a nice way.
I heard this said that there are people who speak the truth without anger.
Yeah.
Or without meanness. But most people think that if you're truthful, you're necessarily mean.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Kasi like, with the other judges. Kunyari si Nina Garcia, si,
Mark Jacobs. Michael Kors.
Parang diba, when they criticize na talagang sobra, they seem like they're making fun of you. Si Heidi talagang, even when she's being all out harsh, you never see her as mean. She doesn't come off as mean.
Right.
Yeah, she's like me. Na parang, I'll tell you the truth. And it doesn't come out as, you know, being mean. Yeah. You know, you want to get mad, but you're like, no way, because it's just the truth.
Kung cartoons lang tayo, may anvil na sulat Acme na babagsak sa'yo.
Actually, I want to stab you.
So yung delivery yun. Actually, I want to stab you. Parang medyo psycho girl.
Pero walang meanness. It's the truth.
Tapos pagkatapos, one day you're in,
another day you're out. So she's the next, judge.
And wow, huh? Two major TV shows that she would be part of.
Right.
Good job, Heidi.
That's the news. The second one today here on the show. Two more in store for you. You just have to wait for it. Next hour and the hour after that. For now, it's The Morning Rush, live and airborne right now on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Just one last. If I were the producers of America's Got Talent, pag yung contract signing na, I would tell Heidi, so can we seal the deal?
She'd probably slap you.
She'd probably slap you. Here we go.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting this. The top 10 tweet ng pangit.
All right, can we just squeeze in a couple of greetings first? Let's say hello to Van Yenge, who says happy, happy birthday to Mo Villanueva. Happy birthday. Let's also say hello to Neil Yamato, who says hello to the brother Mark. Also a happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also happy birthday to Jill, Mr. Perk's office mate.
And yes, to Migo.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's
yeah,
Migo's birthday.
Kitty Rusher, Migo. Happy birthday, Migo.
And congratulations to Targrod.
Yes, who got married.
Congratulations yesterday.
To Targrod and Army.
Army, his, congratulations.
Beautiful wife.
Best wishes.
Yes, hello. Good job, guys.
Talking about Kim also says good morning to the beautiful April. Let's also say hello to Ilad Villanueva, who says hello to the Julie Veganatics, Tonya Markopia, Fry and Pop 17, and Kimmy Moore. Let's also say hello to Jessen Flores, who says hello to the sister Mary Joy and all of her office mates over at Landbank West Avenue. Dwayne B to say hello to all the PSGs. You guys already know who you are. And last one. Hey, happy birthday to Kuya Maui.
Oh my God, it's also his birthday.
So Kuya Maui and Migo.
So many people celebrating their birthdays today.
Today is March 5.
Nice.
And hey, good luck to Renren Go Away. Second day of final exams.
Good luck.
All right, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. The top 10 tweet ng pangit. Let's start off with Sebastian. Bakit nakailang barrels of coffee na ako? It never led to sex.
Why does it?
Di ba they say coffee leads to sex?
Really?
Yeah.
I get you guys coffee every day. What have I gotten in return?
Gratitude.
It's not fair.
And also, Avria Chocolat says, grabe guys, pumunta yung mga pulis sa bahay at inaresto yung mami ko. Bawal daw mag-alaga ng endangered species. Eh, wala naman.
Kawawa naman.
And she's like, asan naman? Wala naman eh. Wala naman kami inaalagaan. Ba't kaya? Kuya Maui says, guys.
Birthday boy.
Birthday boy, right.
Mm-hmm.
Kinuha ako ng model ng Lacoste. Ha! Eat that. Ako daw yung buhaya. Hindi ko yung magsusuot ng damit. Ikaw yung
crocodile.
Tsaka diba, like, reptiles in general are, I don't know, they're not really beautiful. We wouldn't know. It's not standard.
It's not universal beauty.
Yeah.
I mean, some people find them really, like, amazing.
The late Steve Irwin, diba, they're like, what a beaut. But diba, yeah. That's more like, because they're naturalists.
Yeah.
But for ordinary people, it's like that scale. Yeah. The
some kasi
the scaly,
across the
slimy,
board,
slithery sort of like.
Some is across the board. Like for instance, panda.
Cute.
Panda's so cute.
Everybody finds them cute. Yeah. Or I don't know, like certain breeds of dogs.
Yeah.
But for some, it's really an acquired taste.
Right.
Or like, you know, whereas with a shark, the first thing you can think of is like, oh my god, it's so scary. You know what
scary,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like there are,
it evokes certain
with
emotions.
Crocodiles, it's really scary.
Actually, yeah. Fear then.
Fear then.
And right. Loathing.
Pero para fear and loathing.
Loathing.
And no loathing and
unloathing.
And Ren Go Away says, kunyari nag-guest yung pangit sa TV show. I would like to thank my beauty sponsors, Adobe Photoshop and Microsoft Paint. For all my print ads.
Microsoft Paint.
Also, Ugly Kid Joey says, nung nagpa-facial ako, pina-check-in nila ako sa ospital ng 3-day treatment. E facial lang yung gusto niya.
I think they were doing you a favor.
Oo. And then, Cristiano Reynaldo says, uy, check out my new DP. Tapos pag tinay mo yung DP niya, ano? Bicep.
Kasi yun lang eh.
Kasi yun na yung pwede.
And also, Fat Kid Inside says, wala bang flash yung camera mo para mas maganda yung effect? Mm. Alam mo yung pag hindi mo nagustuhan yung itsura mo, pero that's how you look like.
Yeah, whitewash.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
At least pag finlash mo, parang medyo nabuburo ng konti. Yeah.
So it's not as bad.
And Madmat Mark says, at least hindi ako inuutangan ng mga tao. Hindi daw kasi ako mukhang mapagkakatiwala. Yung mukhang hindi magbabayad.
So, you know, as much as you hate to admit it, physical, like, you know, the physical aspect really does play a huge part.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even for recruitment, when it comes to like, work and whatever.
They won't say that they didn't
won't
get
say
you
it.
Because you're ugly.
Yeah.
But let's face it, they will come up with something else.
Like, especially in sales.
Yeah.
Or in hotels.
Yeah.
The front desk. They're always the most beautiful people.
Or FAs.
FAs, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Dance Empress. Dance Empress says.
Diba?
FAs. Ikaw, nung sumakay ka ng aeroplano, Gino.
Daming attractive. Daming attractive.
Ikaw ba, Chico, na attract ka?
Minsan.
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 That was the weirdest sound.
Minsan.
Dance Empress says, pangit man ako sa inyong paningin, tandaan nyo, sa ibang bansa, supermodel naman ako.
That's true.
Ang sama. And,
Gino, gaano kadalas ang minsan?
Gaano
kadalas ang minsan.
Diba, how, kasi sabi mo minsan, so parang tinatanong ka namin, diba, if you find FAs cute.
Uh-oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Or attractive.
How often do you find yourself attracted to FAs?
Gaano kadalas ang minsan?
Hmm. Minsan. Ano man naman?
Ano man naman? Hindi na makasal. You can't even talk properly anymore.
Ano man naman?
Chori. Ano yun? Oh my gosh, I caught Mahal's guesting on Vice.
GGV.
Gandang Gabi Vice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Vice was so naughty.
Why?
He kept saying, Mahal, ano yung paborito mong upuan? And she kept saying it over and over. I was like, Vice,
oh
you're so
gosh.
Bad. Talaga pa ulit, siguro mga 3 times. Until, diba, nag-credits na. Meron ba,
nag-gets ba niya?
Alam mo yung pahaba? Yeah, I'm she's sure. Laughing din eh. Tapos
okay.
Kahit nung tapos na, yung backstage na,
yeah.
Biglang they would cut to, alam mo yung sa movies ngayon,
mga cutaways.
Yeah.
Like, ano, after the last credit, bilang balik sila backstage. Isa pa, isa ba, mahal? Anong paborito mong upuan?
So far.
And Camila says, bakit galing silang ano, ano yung perya?
Feria.
Nag-horror house sila.
Kasi he's never been to one. Galing sila ng feria.
Ng feria. Tapos hindi lahat yung parang takot na takot, diba, sa horror house. Ba't kayo takot na takot? Ako parang, parang at home.
I felt at peace.
Parang at home ako sa loob. Kittredge says, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Asan ba yung lintsak na beholder na? last. Oh, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 tweet ng pangit comes from Tonya Marcopio.
Tonya says,
ba't ganun? Ano to, ha? Pangit na lifeguard. Ba't ganun? Tuwing may sasagipin akong nalulunod, pag imamat-tumat ko na, biglang nagigising.
Umiiwas.
Yung biglang, okay na.
I'm fine, I'm fine. Oh my gosh, please don't.
Hey, that's something that happened to 50 Cent.
What?
There was a clip. Yeah.
The racing car, the race car thing?
Yeah, the race car thing. There was a like an interviewer.
That was awkward.
She was really beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful blonde. And right. She was just interviewing people at the on the racetrack.
Okay.
And then 50 Cent was there and he tried to kiss her and she ducked.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she
moved
was like
her face away.
No, he just randomly tried to kiss her?
Alam mo yung beso-beso, yung parang hey, it's 50 Cent. So he approached and he was going to, you know.
But the girl was like
oh,
really.
Oh man,
she was so awkward, and he followed her around.
He followed her.
Whoa!
And she wasn't really like, and her body language is like, okay, bye, I'm going now to, you know, and he just kept on following.
Oh, I wanna see that.
It was awkward.
No, because I mean, was she trying to interview 50 Cent?
I don't think
No, she just, went there just to say, hey, look who's here, 50 Cent.
And then 50 Cent just went up to her and started to, you know, wanted to kiss her, moved in to kiss.
Oh.
It was so awkward.
It was awkward. I must say.
Oh, 50.
All right.
Losing your game.
There you go. The top 10. Well, you know, not everyone's impressed by the whole.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
I mean,
that's
some girls would probably, other
girls
would probably.
I think he was too familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he assumed that all girls
would want
to
kiss.
Would react to him the way other girls have reacted to him
right,
so far.
Right, yeah,
not
right.
All girls go for the millions and millions of money like, that you have.
Okay, 50 okay.
Let's go, 50!
You guys are not girls.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10, tweet ng pangit, key and RX, space your entries, and send them into 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag tweet ng pangit. Nope.
Be off? You mean BFFs, right? Oh, I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hottest on radio.
Hottest on.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting the topic for today. The Top 10 Tweet ng Pangit. Donich says, hindi na baling pangit ako. At least yung kapangitan ko, si Lord ang gumawa. Hindi tulad ng kagandahan mo, si Doktora ang gumawa.
Some people don't have a problem with that though.
Yeah. Basta maganda ka.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter where it came from.
No, kasi sometimes naman, it's all about a matter of self-confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you have these things done because it's affecting how you're confident you are as a person.
Kasi tinan mo, si...
The name names pa tayo.
No. Like si James Bond.
Oh, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will argue that he's not handsome.
He's not.
Yeah. I mean,
he's hot.
But everyone thinks he's hot.
Right.
And he's like the peg for like a man's man.
Yeah.
But obviously, when he was chosen as James Bond, everybody was like, what?
From Pierce Brosnan, Deshaun Connery.
Why would you choose somebody? He's supposed to be, like, drop-dead handsome.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not just hot. He's handsome in the face.
In the face.
Because all of the Bonds before him had been.
Exactly. But notice how nobody is bringing that up now.
Yeah,
because nobody questions how awesome he is as a James Bond.
Oh my gosh, in his swimming trunks.
No, exactly.
Sorry.
Some people would say hipon, but no, not really.
No, because he's not great looking, but he's not ugly either.
He's not, but when you're thinking James Bond,
he is.
He's supposed to be like
kind of handsome, ugly.
Handsome.
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Is that a pretty boy?
If you see him in, the one with, he's married to one of the writers, the writers who committed suicide, is it Sylvia Plath? There's this movie where he's married to, I don't know, Virginia Woolf or whoever.
Oh, is one that, he was Hemingway?
Mm-hmm. Was that the one? I'm not sure, but he's married to this one famous female writer. And once you see Daniel Craig on the screen, he's like, he's scary looking.
Yeah.
He's kind of scary looking.
And he has big ears.
Big ears, the bulbous nose.
Yeah. He looks like a boxer. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like parang...
Pero diba, everybody finds him hot.
Oo, ngayon.
So how do you explain that? You know, it's really just the confidence.
Confidence.
Marky Boy says, alam mo, mukha talaga akong celebrity eh. Ilong ni Voldemort. Mata ni Mike Wazowski, tenga ni Dumbo, at labi ni Lara Croft.
Mata ni Mike Wazowski.
Isang malaki.
Pero labi ni Lara Croft, okay yun.
Wow. Hindi, pero sama mo dun sa ilong ni Voldemort.
Tapos tenga ni Dumbo.
Tenga ni Dumbo.
Hindi talaga eh. Rainy says, alam mo, ang gwapo ko raw pag nakamotor. Kasi
naka-helmet.
Camilo says, bakit ganun? Gumawa ako nung I made face icon ko. Ang lumabas drawing ni Gollum. Ang sama!
My brother did that. He called his son Gollum.
What?
Yeah,
he did. But his son is handsome.
I know.
Super handsome. But when he was young, he called him Gollum.
Yeah, I remember that.
Baka kasi parang my precious.
No.
Blue Gray says, let me correct you. FYI, exotic is the term. Don Camote says, pwede ba? Huwag niyo naman ako itatag basta-basta sa mga candid pictures ko. Respeto naman, oh.
Nagalit.
Kasi pag candid, hindi talaga.
Hindi naayos, eh.
Hindi, tsaka, you know, people would most likely say, patag, ha?
Siya ayaw niya.
No, but you, FYI, if you're having that problem, there's a setting on Facebook where you can...
Permission.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just goes to your timeline screening, and then you can select which photos go up on your timeline.
Oh, there you that's go. Fair enough. OMGN says, saan ba nakakabili nung divine intervention ba yun? Sabi nung derma ko, yun daw kailangan ko. Agent says, alam mo, na-arrest na naman ako sa airport. Sabi daw kasi nila yung mukha ko, weapon of mass destruction.
Homer Simpson. No, but it's funny how... Like when you say, oh my God, you're the bomb.
Yeah.
It means a good thing.
Yeah.
But when you say, hey, you're a weapon of mass destruction.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
GC says, sabi ko, I needed to go soul searching. Sabi nila, dapat daw muna ghost hunting.
Sama.
Homer Singson says, yung crush ko si Tito, finally, meron na yatang, i-return na niya yata yung affections ko. Sana he's angry kasi alam mo na, walang pangit sa Titong galit. Hindi kasi Tito yung pangalan ng crush niya eh.
Parang ano, Tito, Vic and Joey. Parang
oh, ganun
no?
Nga. Diba?
Named after Tito.
Tito Soto. Ako, may classmate ako noon. Tito ang name. Oh. So pag nagagalit siya, walang pangit sa kanya. Diba? Walang pangit sa Titong galit.
Oh, oh. Oh. Kasi galit siya eh.
Oo. Oh. So, lahat maganda.
Oh, oh. Oh. Hindi naman maganda. Wala lang siyang pinipili. Oh. Parang ganun. Oo. Oh.
Shivana says, I love nature despite what she did to me.
And it's a personal thing.
It's a personal thing.
I love nature despite what she did to me.
And the top tweet ng pangit comes from Kumagkaw.
Kumagkaw says,
nagsukat ako ng shoes, tapos binigyan nila ako ng shoehorn at saka inabutan rin nila ako ng kutsilyo para daw dun sa luya. Yung luya ng mga paa.
Oh. That's just so bad.
Di ba when they have ugly toes,
yeah,
they call it luya. And they're very hard to fit into shoes.
Yeah.
And when you wear, like, kunyari, ganda-ganda na shoes mo, no? Sandali lang siya. After a while, you'll see bumps on the side.
My feet are like that.
Di ba?
Well, I have flat feet.
And you can't wear those like really slim shoes.
Yeah, I cannot. I have to wear the medyo yes, makapal yung malaki yung entrada na yeah, shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mahirap ipasok.
Hindi, madali nga ipasok eh. Kasi yung mga sapatos ko, dapat...
Hindi, ibig niya sabihin, mahirap ipasok sa mga yung normal
malaki
size.
Kasi. Uh-oh. Malaki yung pa ako eh. Kaya di ba naghanap tayo ng sapatos, hirap na hirap.
Kang ipasok.
Mm-mm.
Tinulungan pa nga kita eh.
Oh.
Ako nanood lang.
Medyo finors mo.
Ako nanood lang.
Si Del, as usual, hugas kamay, nanood lang.
Medyo sumabog nga yung sapatos eh.
I remember, I really couldn't fit into like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Ang mahirap kasi, like if your feet are like shaped like a fan.
Yeah.
So if it's a very slim
yung
shoe.
Nakabok ka.
Nakabuka ka.
Oo. So
yung parang nakas, diba? Splayed out your toes.
Eh, paano
your
if you're buying those really like slim patulis shoes? Ah, wala. Talagang yeah. mag-ano siya eh. Mag
duck feet.
Duck feet.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So duck face na duck feet pa. Mm-hmm. All right. So the top 10 tweet ng pangit. What would they?
What would they?
What would
they tweet? try to approximate. Huh? So KeenRX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag tweet ng pangit.
The It Girl. We're going to talk about Delmar, the It Girl in Gina. Hollywood right now. She is the host of the town.
Yes, she is.
Jennifer Lawrence will be spared the body paint that gave her an allergic reaction when she reprises her role as Mystique in the upcoming superhero movie X-Men Days of Future Past. The Oscar winner suffered for her art while filming X-Men prequel X-Men First Class as she sat in the makeup chair for up to 8 hours a day being covered in paint to play the blue-skinned shapeshifter. A specialist doctor was even called to the set to tend to the actress when her skin broke out in rashes and boils. But now, Lawrence is breathing a sigh of relief after learning she will wear a bodysuit when she begins filming her next X-Men outing in May. She talked to eonline.com saying, quote, "I'm so excited because I'm going to wear a bodysuit. It will be from the neck down, so it will cut out time and the blisters," unquote. However, Lawrence, who picked up an Academy Award last month for Silver Linings Playbook, admits she has been too busy to read the X-Men script. She adds, and again I quote, "I haven't read the script yet. I haven't had 30 minutes. They literally gave me the script and I was like, I can't read this until Monday."
Wow, that's
so
just,
she's back.
Yeah, but I'm so excited for
and that's the nice thing. You have like an ensemble cast. Tapos it's a franchise.
Right.
Tapos sumikat yung mga lesser, lesser cast members. Mm. And then you
I mean, obviously when they came up with X-Men First Class, the big names were si Professor X and si Magneto.
Exactly.
What's the name of
Mr. Tumnus?
Yeah, what's his name?
From McAvoy? Wanted.
James McAvoy. Yeah. There you go. And then
si
Pogi Boy.
Michael Fassbender.
Dirty. What?
No, because he showed his thingy, remember? And it was the toast of the town.
Really? Ayun, Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender.
Bender.
parang Airbender.
Or ano, from Futurama, si Bender.
Diba?
And now Nick Holt and Jennifer Lawrence are making
You're right.
Big.
Yeah.
Right. Nick Holt. Yeah, Nick Holt.
Used
to be together. Used to be together. Oh. Was it because of First Class?
Yes.
I think so. I think they met on set.
Oh, diba? Tapos next thing you know, si the guy who plays Havoc will also be sikat na rin.
Yeah.
Who's Havoc? The one who has the uncontrollable...
Alex Summers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the uncontrollable burst of energy. I always get confused if he's the brother or the... Oh, wait. The brother of Cyclops, diba? Right? Yeah. Scott.
Cyclops.
Dapat nga they should come up with... How come wala si Lorna Dane? Si Polaris, girlfriend.
You know what I like? I like that when I watched First Class, it was like the younger version, right?
Yeah.
Of the previous X-Men. But when I had no expectation about the movie at all. But when it came out, I was hooked from the first second.
Scene. Yeah.
All the way to the end. There was no letting go.
I really preferred the first class over the main scene.
Yeah, it's true.
I really loved it.
Poor Oliver Platt. He just... diba?
Hipel Platt.
Hipel Platt on his face.
Poor Oliver. Bell
poor
Platt.
Oliver.
Yeah. Oliver.
Oh, no. Yeah. What's up to Drake Alex though, who says, what's the Tagalog of Michael Fassbender? Mabilis.
Ay, nako.
Ano?
Mabilis yung muko.
Mabilis yung muko. Mabilis mag-tats your toes.
Ano eh, very, very flexible
siya. Tagalog
yun ha. Tats your toes.
Kasi diba, ang Tagalog ng hawak is tats.
Anong Tagalog ng turo? Anong Tagalog ng
hindi, ang English ng turo.
Ah, okay.
Hindi. Tama.
Diba? Titch.
Titch.
Me how to.
Doggy.
Ano?
Doggy.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Diba? That's a nice style of dancing. Parang Gangnam style, diba?
Right.
Pwede rin doggy dance.
Meron ding Russian. Russian style.
Huh?
Yung Russian style of dancing, yung parang hop.
Ah, yeah.
Hop.
Diba?
Is that Russian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meron bang butterfly? Meron. The Amazing Butterfly.
What are we talking about?
Oh, nga eh.
I'm lost.
It's a dance.
Huh?
Yung sa Universal Motion Dancers.
Ah, yung.
Oh, I wanna be
with you.
Butterfly.
Hindi. Oh, nga. Paano tayo napunta dun?
I can't explain on air. I'll explain to you off air.
Okay. Sige.
Okay. Ano na?
So, ano na?
Basta kung alam niyo na kung paano sasabi ko, good job. Ayan.
I don't. I actually don't. Yung butterfly tsaka yung Russian.
You're so slow. But I don't get it either.
Para lang makalamang. You're so slow.
I don't get it.
Okay.
They're ano. They're styles of dancing.
You will have to teach us.
Yun nga. They are like the doggy.
Why don't you teach?
The Russian, the butterfly. They're styles of dancing.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm lost.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't take it. I can't think that you can't get it.
Butterfly.
Are
Rush.
You talking about
styles
sex?
Of dancing. Yes. Yes.
Then I don't know the Russian thing.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't googled
it.
Okay.
What's
see,
the Russian
that's why we don't
thing?
Get it.
I'm missing it.
Because we don't get
no,
the butterfly
maybe
thing.
You know Russian, you just don't know that's what it's called.
Ah, okay.
No. Pwede.
Alam ko yung helicopter.
Wala yatang helicopter dance eh.
Plus, who doesn't know helicopter?
Yeah.
We're just talking about the ride, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ang gulo na usapan natin. All right, that's it for the news this hour. One more in store for you next hour. For now, enjoy the morning rush this Tuesday morning right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Adele, I'm still here.
You're here. You're here, pala, Del.
Remember me?
Yes, I remember.
Hello there.
Parang from college ba? Alam mo yan yung fear niya, because I always forget faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the face, but not the name.
No, there are people that he introduced me to. He knows them. He knows them from school or whatever.
Right.
I'm the one who remembers these people. And he doesn't remember them. Sabi ko, I'm sure that if I didn't work with him every single day, he would forget me.
Ang ganyan talaga pag tumatanda na.
Okay. It has nothing to do with age. Ganito na ako, bata pa ako. And, alright.
I was about to say a bad word.
What?
I'll get in trouble.
Ako naman, what bad word?
Oh, I want to find out. Wait, I really do. Can you mouth it? Or like... Ah, okay. Oh.
You can't say that.
Ah, yeah, you can't. Well, the Black Eyed Peas did.
Yo, let's get it started.
You are so started.
Okay. All right, here we go. Uno Loco Poco says, oh, thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting the top 10 tweet ng pangit. This is my third time sa police lineup. Nakakatuwa naman. Kapansin-pansin pala ako sa mga polis. Hindi, mukha ka lang goons.
Mukha kang goons.
Mukha ka, di mo pagkakatiwala.
Mukha kang yung ano, nag-murder kay Anita Linda.
Diba?
And, sa movies.
Sa movies. What is the name of the character ba?
No, iba-iba kasi. Actually, but she's always,
but she's always the mom.
She's the staple
that, you know,
mom of the action star. Or the lola.
Yeah. And also,
siya yung sacrificial lamb para malabas yung galit ng hero.
Para there will be vengeance.
Vengeance.
And RD Jamera says, pag wala kang mahanap na partner sa JS Prom. Kasi kahit papaano, di ba? I mean, yeah, even if it's your friends or your mom's friends' kids, di ba? Parang, pero talagang kung wala, as in wala kang ma-source out anywhere.
Well, for us, that's why you were paired up. Sa amin, we were paired up.
Just so
to save
people
from,
wouldn't, ano,
yeah,
feel bad. Who was your pair? Was he good looking?
He was my commander in TAT.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
What do you mean?
Was it that kind of thing?
No, he's a man in uniform. And,
no, but remember,
know, he had authority.
That's awkward when you say that, because in our school, it was so small that we all knew each other.
Yeah. Right.
Like one section per level, with 30 people, 30 students each.
Parang at the end of the day, ba merong Delamar, come here, sir. Yes, sir.
give me 20.
Mwah.
Landi talaga nito. Girl, hindi yan ang hanap ko. Biglang gumanin yung commander.
Even then, I was surrounded.
And Leifi says, shocks, gumaganda na ba ako? Bakit parang nababawasan na yung mga death threats ko?
Pero you know that happens, ah. They say like in school, like in UP for example, some people get drunk and they're mean to ugly girls.
Really?
Oh, that's,
yeah,
so bad. Ang bad naman nun. And
poor Chico.
Talaga,
poor Chico.
Tumigil ka. Mabenta ako sa mga mga tao.
Like, be more specific.
What kind of people?
What kind of people?
Or pwede rin namang, you can, ano, you
different
can go
different strokes with, for different folks.
I bet there were strokes.
Grabe tong isang to. Di ba ayaw niya maniwala? Kasi you were absent yesterday. I was telling, yeah, her, Del, promise, people were really tweeting us and saying, oo nga, no, hindi bastos.
Hoy, tumigil kayo, ha? Wait.
Promise.
Because, only because, you guys are so gay when I'm gone. Pero, who talks about the green stuff? Ikaw eh. You bring it up. I don't.
Or how come, I don't bring it up.
To be fair to Del.
Kasi nalilalati
mo si Gino. Wait, no. Okay, here's the thing. I'll give you the truth.
Oh, sige.
To be fair.
For a change.
To be fair.
High five.
Whatever. Ang bilis mag-shoot, mag-switch ng alliance. No. To be fair, Chico brings up the green topics.
Susundan mo.
Ako, whatever topic naman, I'll have something to say about it. Pero si Del, grabe talaga. Like, you really will bring out the most bastos in all of us.
Yung parang ilalabas ko ng 50%.
Ikaw, 150 mo.
Tumahimik kayo.
Ganun talaga.
Tumahimik kayo.
Ako yung parang, mint green, tapos ikaw gagawin mong dark green.
Oo, as in,
you know what I don't like about this? It's that people are so easily brainwashed.
It's true naman.
They
kasi
really
it didn't even come from us. Like, literally, we were getting
brainwashed.
But only because you've been saying it over and over. Now they believe it.
Kasi nga, the veil that's been put over the people's eyes is that ikaw
yung angelic and whatever. When in reality,
I never said I was wholesome.
Hindi nasabi namin eh.
Pag tinatanong namin, hindi talaga.
Hindi nasabi namin eh. Hindi naman siya talaga wholesome eh.
Ayan, no, your James Harold is saying, si Del ang naglalagdag at nagpapalabas ng kabastusan.
No, I don't.
Ikaw ang magaling magpalabas ng kabastusan.
See? Oh my gosh! Ay, grabe! You know what?
Kumbaga, kami yung nagbubuo ng plot, ikaw yung nagpapaklimax.
Well, hindi, that's the parts of a story, ha?
Exactly.
Conflict.
Resolution,
climax.
Plot, climax.
Ano yun, yung parang paranoia?
Yung after nung...
Denouement.
Denouement was the one after the climax?
After the climax. Denouement.
Ako yung denouement because I bring us back. Na parang, tama na guys, tama
alam
na.
Alam mo, tumahimik ka.
Tumahimik ka nga.
Ikaw ang bastos.
Wala talagang kampihan dito. It's like 1 second.
Well, at least, you know, take comfort in that.
I really believe this now. Sobra yung brainwashing. If you suggest something, often enough, people actually believe it's true.
Yun, what you're doing now, that's brainwashing.
No, I'm just reactionary.
Hindi, alam mo, at least na settle na natin.
We
na,
did not settle anything.
No, 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 we have.
We
did.
No.
No, seriously, the whole week that you were gone, everybody
because,
was just saying,
no,
you know what, guys?
When I'm gone,
parang clean
you
fun,
flirt
no?
with
oh,
clean
good clean fun. Good,
you know what everybody was telling me? Sabi daw kayo, naknakan daw kayo ng ano.
Hindi nga, eh, poster boy nga kami. Sabi nga ng KBP, yung bite daw
namin. Behave.
Lies.
Parang, ikaw yung parang may dala kang isang tray ng kagrinan.
Oo,
kagrinan.
Hindi, imagine
from
Chico
now,
and I.
Okay, from now on, I swear, I will highlight each and every green thing you both say.
Eh, you do that naman, ah.
Oh. You do that anyway. But people still think that you're the most
bestest. Are we doing the top 10 or what?
Okay, let's just put this in an analogy of sorts. Imagine,
an analogy?
Chico and I are like, we're this white sheet of like...
Wait, white talaga?
White? Ay, baka may...
Delikado yan, Gino.
White
lang tayo.
White
well, definitely,
sheet.
You're a... You're
a piece
a sheet.
Of a sheet.
You're
sheet
a sheet,
and paper.
Yung gamit ng mga toro. mga bull.
Ay, naku. Naisip ko, iba yung...
Ay, nako.
Oh,
ikaw
see?
Ang bastos eh.
No, ang naisip
diba,
ko, red.
Siya talaga
Chico talaga ang bastos
ang
eh.
Ang naisip ko, red. No, imagine this as a white sheet of like satin or velvet. Or what? Wait, not velvet because that's purple. A white sheet of silk. Tapos si Del comes in with this pail of
green paint.
Green or black paint. Because the black paint is just the dirt of her mind. And then she just
alam
spills
mo,
that
so
on
tempted.
Us all the time.
I'm so tempted. To get all the podcasts. Tapos I will hihimayin ko lahat ng mga green stuff nyo.
Yun ang campaign mo.
Para tayo namumulitiko. We're asking
actually,
people to vote for us. Namumulitika.
Hindi, yun yung ano, di ba nakakramps?
Namumuli.
Hindi, namumulikat.
Di ba ngulita yung ano?
Namumulikat.
Namumulikat.
Ano ba yung ano? Kuliti yun eh.
No, kuliti is a style.
Yung sa mata, pag naninilip ka ng nagpapanti.
Ano? Nagpapanti?
Hindi,
paano
ko
nagbe-brief yung sinus?
Ganun din. Oh. Okay, the top 10 tweet ng pang.
Ano, wag na lang kaya tayo mag-top 10.
Me, my aster says, beauty, so mainstream. Sabi ng pangit na hipster. Mad Matt Mark says, I see dead people. And they're scared of me.
They won't even come close to you.
Ilad Villanueva says, I posted a selfie on Facebook. They removed it. Nakalagay, we don't allow graphic content. face lang naman.
Ako yan, i-report ka as a spam.
Diba? Camilo says, but ganun? Pag merong dumadaan na tao sa tabi ko, they say tabi-tabi po.
Para ka lang anin. Anino ba yun?
Ito yung mga Tagalog words mo.
What's a ghost?
No, nuno sa punso.
What's nuno sa punso?
Parang duwende.
Na nakatayo, na he sits on a big bulge.
And what does he do on this big bulge?
What a party!
What a bulge on the ground.
Diba parang he's just there.
See? Pero ako bastos ha?
Ikaw kaya yung what a party?
Oo nga. Oh. What a party.
Ina-enjoy ko lang. Ine-enjoy ko lang yung mga entries nyo.
Camila says, ba't ganun? Kinontakt ako ng Psychological Society. Hinihiram yung picture ko. Kagamitin daw sa Rorschach test. Grabe naman. Yeah. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 tweet ng pangit comes from Malyuth.
Malyuth says,
love is blind? Tell that to the boys. Because nobody seems to be making the mistake. Alright, so the top 10 tweet ng pangit. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag tweet.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the morning rush, part 4.
La 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 la.
The morning rush, top 10.
Morning rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
I want to stab you.
You've been saying that since kanina pa.
It's my new thing. I know it's a bit graphic. Isn't it graphic?
Yes. No, not at all. It seems very fun to do.
Fun. Hey, everyone's loving that Pink.
It is. It's really.
And Nate song.
Okay, there. Richard was asking for the title of it. What's
give
the title?
Give me a reason.
Okay.
Pink featuring Nate of Fun.
Nate Dogg. You know who Nate Dogg is? Nate D.
Oh, yeah. Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Dogg.
Hey, can we do a couple of greetings first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello to Zero Ice, who says good morning to the sister, Celeste Barrio, and also to the wife, Sel Martinez. Good morning. Ridiculous Raj is saying hello to the son, Rai Rai. A happy first birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also, let's say hello to I Love Laurie Ann, who's just saying hello to all the marketing admin of Teleserve. They're all tuned in. So, hello. Let's also say hello to Professors Trio Chua from HEED. That's coming from Age Shen. Let's also say hello to My Name is JF, who's saying hello to everybody. And Jagger G saying hello to the Weird Ones. And to Satoraki, Madison Camille, Ilad Villanueva, Dre Vance, and Crypto Verbalist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and happy birthday to Mrs. Lit Dog. That's coming from I Am Cheese Carlos.
All right. So we've got our top 10 tweet ng pangit. Thank you to I Am Mrs. Bond for suggesting this. Let's start off with...
You sound like Yoda.
Dreams. Difficult this is.
Oh my gosh, you sound like him.
Right? Say it all. Difficult this is to get lightsaber inside the... Never mind.
Jedi hole. The gigantic hole in the Death Star.
Lightsaber.
Death Star.
Alam mo, may latent tendency ka talaga.
Talaga?
As in.
Really?
Really?
You think?
Sobra. It's hard to imagine you're not.
Tell me something I don't know. Okay. I've been hearing this all my life. Growing up pala, grade school pala, eh. Baboy bading. Baboy bading.
It's weird, diba?
That's what they would call me, Double B.
Double B. Oh,
look where I am now. Oh, part of the Kikai Barkada and I'm fat. Ganun pa rin.
How honest.
Diba? Look where I am. Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Ako si Poklong says, ang saya-saya, ang daming nagbibigay sa akin ng pera. Di ko lang mag-get, sinasabi nila, para dun sa accident. Eh, hindi naman ako na-accident eh. Ba't kaya ganun? Time Purse says, from Oh Yes Mimi. Maputi lang kayo. Di ba that's what they always say? Usually... Pag merong really pretty girl, they always say maputi lang siya.
There are girls like that.
But there are girls who are really pretty when they're dark.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Remember this one girl that we...
Yeah!
Oh my
she
God.
She was so hot. Oh my gosh.
Di ba?
I mean, pero di ba she was?
Wait, is it opposite day?
No, she was. Didn't, di ba?
Is it opposite day?
So
yeah, she was so hot.
Sino? Didn't you see? Ah, you weren't there.
She wasn't there.
No, as in she was really, if you saw her, I mean, everyone, even the girls were like, oh my God, she was so hot.
Who is this?
We don't know her name. She was so hot. She's morena and she's beautiful.
And she was tall.
Beautiful, tall, sexy.
Long leg.
Name it. She's got it.
Except she was so hot. Hopefully. Not everything that we name. Kasi pag name it, she's got it. Delikado. Richard.
Ay, nako. Also, Timer says, bakit yung pag nagpa-family picture kami, lahat ng photographer, ayaw kami kuna ng seryoso. Sinasabi kagad, waki-waki. And also, Alvin Fernandez says, hinahamong ko kayo. Sige nga, maglakad tayo sa eskinitang may mga lasenggong mag-isa. I mean, maglakad ng mag-isa sa eskinitang puno ng mga lasenggo. Tingnan natin kung sino lang ang magsusurvive. Ako! Ako lang ang hindi
papasusurvive.
Pero, you know what? To be honest, that's really a fear of girls.
Yeah.
That really is. True. When you walk around and at night or you go home late, because you're scared that you'll be preyed on.
Yeah. Pero di ba imagine if you're always safe? No matter what time you walk.
May lasing, may drug addict.
Ang lukot-lukot ng buhay. Nobody wants me.
Tapos lahat, tuwing merong may makakakita sa akin na lasenggo o drug addict o goons o snatcher o magnanakaw, isa lang ang sinasabi nila sa akin, Oh, tol. Akala nila.
Katropa.
Katropa ka nila. And also, let's see here. The Pabili Guy says, at least ako pangit, pero aminado.
Oh, right.
I mean, some of the people who actually
are pangit,
call other people pangit, are not exactly lookers themselves.
That's true.
That's true.
Diba? Tapos they're the harsher ones.
They're the harsher ones.
Yeah. And Addict Burn says, ang papangit ng mga camera nyo, hindi makapture ang true beauty ko.
Problema pa ng camera.
Problema ng camera. Right. May sira. May sira. Madison Camille says, pangit agad, hindi ba pwedeng may na-dislocate lang sa mukha ko?
Oh, you know what? I was watching Legends of the Fall yesterday.
Yeah.
And Anthony Hopkins had, where, you remember, do you still remember the plot? There was one part where parang after so, he suffered
one,
a stroke.
One son was favored, eh, diba? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see Tristan, see Brad Pitt.
See okay. Brad Pitt, yeah.
And then he eventually, he got a stroke. See Anthony Hopkins. Yeah. And then his face was like deformed. Yeah. And I just realized like how great of an actor he is.
He really he was still,
yeah. Galing. Wala lang. And deformed and diffracting, never mind.
And who's the brother na disgruntled?
Si Aiden Quinn. Quinn.
Si Alfred.
Aiden Quinn. Oh my gosh, where is he?
No? Yeah, and he Julie Armand was also was in there. Unknown.
Yeah.
The one with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Julia Armand. Julia Armand. Just sort of disappeared. And then she came back as a mom in one of the movies.
No, she also became the one in Benjamin Button.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, the daughter. There. The daughter.
She was tagged as the next Julia Roberts. And it was one of those times where she was tagged too soon.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
After that, it was flop after one flop after another.
Yeah. Was I don't it? Know, because I liked, yeah. I liked Sabrina.
Like Sabrina.
Yeah.
Like Sabrina. Yeah. And, no, but it was a flop.
Yeah.
But Sabrina was a flop?
It was.
I loved it. Did you
I
like
loved it.
It
was. Yeah. Right.
With
Harrison
Ford. Harrison Ford.
If you're a fan
Greg
of the...
Lear.
If you're a fan of the original, it was a bit...
Well, my mom was a fan of the original. She still loved it.
I'm a
the
fan
Sabrina.
Of the original.
Yeah, because if you saw the original,
the Larrabees.
It was really
the
nice.
Because it was that first night.
At saka parang Tall Order. The last one who played that was...
Audrey Hepburn.
So, well, syempre, you'll true. Suffer the comparison no matter how good you were.
No, it was...
Hey,
have you seen? It wasn't Audrey Hepburn. It was Melissa Joan Hart.
Did you know there's a controversy because they used Audrey Hepburn's film and her likeness to endorse a chocolate brand.
It's CGI.
It was CGI. Mm-hmm. But it really looked like she...
Like it was real.
It was really nice.
Everyone
though.
Else were like real people.
It looked like a Tupac hologram sort of thing.
Something like that.
Yeah. And Sharkbait says, guys, promise. Seryoso na ako. Hindi ako nagpapatawa. Pero lahat natatawa. And the top. Tweet ng pangit comes from the Pabili Guy.
The Pabili Guy says,
but ganon, when I flirt, I'm asking for the girls' phone numbers, but they give me their phones.
Hold up, to.
I'm asking for your phone numbers.
Not your phone.
Not your phone.
I'm making the move on you.
Oh, I'm trying to flirt, not to steal it.
Grabe.
Ang sama. All right, so the top 10, tweet ng pangit. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag tweet ng pangit.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Final news update coming your way now on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Good news. Soul star Adele has signed up for the next James Bond theme tune just a week after winning Oscar gold for Skyfall.
Hey, back to back.
Back to back.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a first.
The Rolling in the Deep hitmaker claimed her first Academy Award last Sunday when the title track for the 27th Bond movie was named Best Song, and 007 producers are keen to continue with their joint success by snapping her up for a repeat performance. A source tells Britain's The Sun newspaper, quote, producers are thrilled by how well the song has been received and hope Adele's presence on the next film will replicate that success. They want her to become as synonymous with Bond as Dame Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, because with the Shirley Bassey, she's had three?
But not back-to-back.
Not back-to-back, but she's had like three runs at it.
I think it's because their voices fit the franchise so well.
Yes.
Yeah. You just know it's a James Bond song. It's a James Bond
tune
when you hear it.
The opening of Skyfall was just so. Yeah. The voice was.
I'm sorry, I know you're such a big Madonna fan, but Madonna just didn't cut it as a James Bond song.
Her voice is not.
No, but I like the song, in fairness. I mean,
yeah, it's a nice song, but
not the voice.
It's a nice song, but I don't think it's great for the James Bond.
I think there's a 60s flavor kasi talaga.
Yeah. Like Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey. But remember, like Adele is in her 20s, in her early 20s.
That's true.
She's what, 23?
But I like the Chris Cornell's.
Yeah, okay lang. Ako, it's not iconic. I love it. But
I love the song.
The Garbage Girl.
Shirley Manson.
Yeah. I liked how...
Yung Basurera.
The Garbage Girl.
The Garbage Girl.
There's also Sheryl Crow. Underwhelming.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow. I don't even remember that.
Tomorrow Never Comes.
I think it's really because the voice doesn't have that old school feel to it.
Yeah. That's why Tina Turner worked.
Right.
With a golden eye.
Yeah.
Golden
eye.
See? Ka rin.
James Bond.
Pwede ka rin.
Huh?
Because you kind
old
of sound
school.
Old.
Oh, shut up. And then about that whole. Yeah, that whole golden eye thing worked.
Gold finger.
Yeah.
Wider than a mile.
My Huckleberry friend.
Huckleberry friend.
Isn't that the part of the nation?
My Huckleberry
friend.
Oh. Moon River and me. But an exegue from James Bond to Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I know.
Let's see what that will sound like.
Right.
All right, there we go. That is the final news update. But no need to fret. When LiveWire starts at 10, you'll have Rico Robles plus Francesca. Plus, are you coming in? All right, Nikita of Radio 1, all for you at 10 o'clock right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. The top 10 tweet ng pangit. That guy marked X says, oh, itong 500 pesos. Bawiin mo ang sinabi mong pangit ako.
Binayaran na lang.
Binayaran. Dex Raymundo says, hey, I'm a model na. Tomorrow nga, I have a shoot. It's an antibacterial soap TVC. Ako daw yung germs.
Because they always make them like human.
Yung parang, yeah. Diba, like human looking na deformed.
Yeah. So you look deformed.
Yeah. And then also, Jill Breaker says, yay! Magvi-video kami ng Harlem Shake sa office! Ako daw yung may saklob sa ulo.
Hey.
Hey,
hey, I had the bag in the head.
Diba? And Madison Camille says, pangit pala ha. Sige, paramihan na lang ng foreigner na followers. Ay, nako.
Macheck nga. Macheck nga.
Oo nga pala.
Ay, naku.
Jonas, mensahe ni tatay, anak, wala nang pag-asa ang lahi natin. Kung gusto mong gumwapo, bumili ka na lang ng magandang kotse.
Hey, but sometimes that works.
Helps. Ako si Poklong says, ito yung tweet niya, I just became the mayor of Lucrings Gayuma Stall, Quiapo, Manila, on Foursquare. Lagi kang bumibili ng gayuma. Kasi walang nag-work.
Kasi wala.
Why do people still buy? Do
yeah,
they believe
do. They really
what
work?
Is it actually made of?
A love potion.
No, I mean, what is it made of?
Because I know for... This lady swore by this that she would prepare her husband's coffee every single day since they got married. And what she would do is to spit in his coffee.
No.
That's
and
what I know too.
And supposedly, he's been faithful. He's been faithful.
They say lalawayan. Actually, it doesn't have to be spitting in the coffee. Pero lalawayan
mo.
Like, find a way.
Oh, sakto. Alam ko na. Ako yung bumibili ng kape mo. Araw-araw.
That's kind of gross.
Araw-araw. Kita mo, naglalakad ako sa may emerald.
Tapos sinusundan kita na. Mad Matt Mark says, gagawa ako ng party list. Di ba? Malap na elections.
Right.
Pangit, eto kami. Pangit, eto kami.
I want to see the flyers. I want to see the flyers.
You want to see the flyers?
Oh, I want to see the flyers.
Pangit, eto kami. Pangit, eto kami. Parang we're here to stay.
Yeah, it's like telling the
world,
we're
here.
Yeah,
diba?
Well, don't ignore us. Diba? That's what they're saying.
Diba? Kaya nga twice niya sasabihin eh.
Huwag niyong kakalimutan. Pangit, eto kami. Pangit, eto kami.
Diba?
Sarap.
Also, Ugly Kid Joey says, ba't ganun? Kilala naman ako ni teacher. Alam naman niya yung name ko. Pero pag recitation, ang sinasabi niya lagi, Bantay, what's your answer? At pag tama ang sagot ko, she says, good boy.
Oh my God.
You know what kills me? Is my kasamahan, kasambahay? Tama, yeah. Kasambahay. May kasambahay. Says exactly that in that tone. Yung, good boy. Yung parang may scoop.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Kasi one time, you know why? I had my dog trained. Before pa, my one of my dogs who died then.
Right.
I had her trained. And then, so the trainer was teaching me. And I was like, it's not working.
Mm.
I'm trying to make her do stuff.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't do it. And she goes, kasi sir, sige nga gawin nyo. So ginawa pa. Mali ko kasi yung pagkaka-pronounce nyo eh. I was like, what?
Wow.
What are you talking about?
DJ ako.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sabi, ganito po dapat. Pag ipipraise nyo, good, yeah! Good, yeah!
Kaya pala di ka maintindihan.
Kaya pala hindi.
Siguro pag sinasabi mo, good girl, huh?
What? Sabi, what?
Good, good, huh?
Sabi, what you talking about, tapos, boo?
Good, good,
good, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. So, doon nabuhay si call center, guy.
Doon nabuhay.
Nasa bahay siya para, good girl. Damn it. Good, good girl. Girl.
Ako si Poklong says, hindi po ako yaya at anak ko po ito at lalo pong hindi ko siya kinidnap.
Hey! You know that happened to me.
Yeah.
But somebody thought you were their
kidnapper?
Okay. No, but I was...
Oh, it didn't happen to you?
No, it happened to me like I was in the grocery store and I was carrying Cooper. And then the lady goes, Mom, ang cute ng pamangkin niyo.
Baka naman kasi mukha kang bata.
No, so after she said that, I looked at her straight in the eye and I said, ang sakit mo magsalita. And she laughed. And I said, hindi ma'am, kasi bata ka pa. So, ang payat-payat mo.
Oh, bigla. Hindi naman necessary yung ang payat-payat mo, pero in-insert na doon yun para you just feel better.
Hindi, saka sabi niya, ma'am, parang di ka naman nanganak.
Parang di ka naman nanganak. Ang ganda ng hair mo today.
Lilo Boy says, instead of pass a load, guys, pasa face naman dyan.
But what if you could do that, no?
Di ba parang ano,
face off? You could borrow somebody's face.
Mad Butt Mark says, I have a very hands-on relationship. I have a relationship with my right hand. Kabit yung left.
What does that mean?
Parang ano, parang yung you're patting yourself on the back. Good job, even though
because one hand is the dominant one.
Yes. Sheskatron says, grabe.
Galing pero na. Ako yung green, ha?
Something smells
See?
Fishy.
See?
Sabi ko nga, di ba? Pat on the back.
Oo nga naman. Ano naka-green doon, Del?
Sabi ko, ano lang. Sabi ko, ano lang. Eco-friendly.
Shazkatron says, grabe galing akong Belo kanina. Tapos habang nasa loob ako, naglagay sila ng signage sa tapat ng pinto. Deep excavation going on. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, tweet ng pangit, comes from, let's see here. Ugly Kid Joey.
He says,
Nagpa-facial ako. Tapos paglabas ko, nag-slow clap yung mga doktor.
Parang it's like,
ang hirap nun. That's like a 16-hour surgery.
Diba? At saka nakakainis, nag-slow clap.
Oo. Saka as you're walking out.
As you're walking out. Alright, so there you go. The top 10, tweet ng pangit. If you wanna join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pwet na, Pwet na.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's thank Mrs. Bond for suggesting this. The top 10 tweet ng pangit. Ako si Poklong says, ba't ganun? Inutusan lang ako bumili ng suka. Na-awardan ako ng best costume sa nadaanan kong Halloween party.
Aww.
Iba yung career na career.
Oo, they work at it.
Jill Breaker says, sabi ko facial lang eh, bakit kinosmetic surgery nila?
Hindi na daw kaya ng facial.
Oo, mami, hindi
eh.
Nila kaya.
Hindi nila kayang matake. Lazy Boy Takyo says, hinolda pa ko kanina. Grabe, mga bastos. Pera lang ang kinuha. Iniwan ang puri.
Puri.
Madmut Mark says, kanino kayo lalapit? Sa gwapo pero walang pera? O sa akin? Tapos sabay paypay ng 1,000 bills sa mukha. Young ND says, I hate weddings. Palagi ako na pagkakamalang bridesmaid. Hindi bridesmaid ha, as in maid ng bride.
Not the friend of the bride.
Not the friend of the bride. Lori Ann says, don't you ever say that I'm pangit. Wala kang evidence. Tapos cricket, cricket. Because it's right there.
I know. What
evidence do you need? It's right there.
When you accuse someone of being pretty or not, the evidence is so physical.
Actually, the opposite ends.
Yeah.
It's damning. If you're really pretty or if you're really ugly, there's no arguing. Pero if you're in the middle, dun yung pwede pa eh. Yung,
right.
So it's plentiful.
Like, di ba like there are certain artistas na parang, kunyari nga, si Daniel Craig. Mm. You will have people who will say that he's ugly.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you will have people who will say that he's so hot.
Yeah.
So it's like, yun pa
but
pwede
mo na-argue.
But
those are not contradictory. He's not handsome, he's but he hot. Is hot.
Yeah. He's ugly hot.
Uh-oh.
Pero what if...
No, somebody kasi would say handsome eh.
Kasi yeah. Nadadala na lang
some people
eh.
Would say handsome yeah. Also.
As in handsome.
Well, to be fair, his eye... Huh?
Huh?
Want to say that what? Into the mic?
Kasi, I think he... I
what was your gesture? What gesture did you just
do? I don't think.
Why do you seem flustered all of a sudden?
No. I'm just saying.
Yung some people ba nandito sa loob?
Yung some people ba na yan, isa sa mga host?
Kasi alam mo yung mga ugly hot? I don't think he's ugly hot. I don't think he's ugly.
You just think he's hot? Para mga jeje hot.
And next up, Madison Camille says.
Ay, no. Why?
Ba't ganun? Nag-apply ako ng fairy role. Binigay sa akin mana ng gal. Shivana says, it sucks that every morning I have to sneak up on my own mirror. Kakagulat eh.
But imagine if you have to wake up like that every day.
Literally, you have to sneak up to your mirror.
I have to say, I'm like that. Because of my hair. You've seen me.
Yeah, you've got, you have coiffy hair when you don't fix it. Diba?
Grabe.
Isa kang ano, Leonessa.
Yeah,
Lion Queen.
Lion Queen. Rawr.
Malleus says, very nakakatawa doon, diba? The real lionesses don't have the mane. It's the males, diba? Malleus says,
alam na. You're really a male.
I'm the male.
Malliot says, exotic na kung exotic, may green card naman.
Beep, beep, ha? Wala akong green card.
Oh, bakit ka nagpapabeep, beep?
Oo nga.
Oh. Wala ka naman green card, eh. Di naman ikaw
yun. Naka-apply na.
Patay.
And the top, tweet ng pangit, comes from Shezkatron.
Shez says,
dear Charles Darwin, evolution my ass.
I didn't move past the monkey.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Evolution my ass.
All right, what about us?
Okay, while we're thinking of it, can I just greet? Just a quick hello to Lori, to Ayan, to PJ, to Ann, to Ate Grace, and to Kuya Joel, and to Jarell of Asia United Bank at Taguig.
Hello!
Good morning! Thanks for always tuning in. And happy birthday to Tirad Barrio. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday to you. There.
All right.
Oh, see, Kiko Man Machine was like, Del, you're pretty.
Okay.
Wala lang. Gusto
niyo. Yan na yun. Okay. Kala ko meron pa.
No, kasi kanina, di ba, you were like, beep, beep.
Sandali, meron akong entry.
Ah, sige.
If I were pangit, oh!
Sige. What would we tweet if we were pangit?
I don't know. It's so far off. I can't think
syempre,
of anything.
Siyempre, I still have to be cryptic. No?
Ah, sige. Okay.
So I would probably just tweet, I hate my gene pool.
Yeah. That's not cryptic at all.
Sorry na.
That's so straightforward. It's like you hate your gene.
No, you can hate your gene pool for other things. Disease. O sa bagay, kung pangit, parang meron kang sakit.
Oo, di ba?
I hate my gene pool.
Hey, can we say hi to Enzo Ronquillo?
Hello,
who goes,
Enzo.
Sabi nila, I have a face only a mother could love. I only have a dad.
Akala ko, sasabi niya, damn you, mother.
What's up, so?
What about...
Sorry, when Alvin was here, that was our catchphrase for the day.
Mm-mm.
Damn you, mother! Because he's so nice.
Right.
And he thinks it's because his mother.
It's because of his mom.
But kami ni Gino, hindi nice.
And we got credit that to our moms.
No, we are nice. Ano ba?
We are, we are.
Sino nagsabi? Mom nyo?
No, my mom never tells me that I'm nice.
That's why you're like that.
What?
Like that.
Like what?
Like that.
Like what?
Like that.
Good looking?
Yung masama ugali.
Nakakapikot.
Why? Sagot nyo.
Oh, ano na. Okay.
Ako simple lang. So this is what it feels like.
I sus. Whatever.
Ako siguro.
Well, I can't think of anything, okay? I'm sorry.
Sige, ako
Musta na kung tweets for fat people, eto madali lang yun.
I better find me a beauty.
Because I am a beast.
I better find me a beauty. That's next. I better find me a blusang itim. All those things.
Or you see, ano si kampanerang Cuba?
Cuba?
Kampanerang Cuba.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, wow.
She's Latina.
Cuba. I know. Kampanerang Cuba.
No, she's not Latina. She's Latina.
No, she's supposed to be, she does something then, so she'll be pretty. Si Kampanerang Cuba.
She stands up straight?
No. Nawawala nga yung Cuba eh.
Ah, okay.
Nawawala nga.
Hindi ba parang may magic something?
Oo, parang may potion or parang magic facial wash.
Is it made of...
Mahiwagang facial.
Is it made of...
a certain cream.
Okay, we gotta go.
We have to go. Bye-bye.
Oh, na. Bye-bye na. Delikado na to. Bye-bye.
Live Wire is up next. I see you, Robles. I see Monica. Francesca.
Which is her Twitter name. You can follow her at Twitter at Monica Francesca.
Francesca! Alright, they're here for you. We gotta go. Bye.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.